Welcome to the Bill and Rookie Podcast for this 16th day of June.
17th.
21. 17th day of June. Thank you. Even better. One day closer to training camp, right?
Oh, yeah. One day closer to the end of summer.
Come on, man. Look at the positive like I do. Would you please, just for once? So I was watching Twitter a little bit this morning, and I saw a tweet from our pal Luke Sampi.
Yeah.
The weatherman.
He's on vacation.
He was on vacation. He's down in Florida.
Miramar.
Right, and he says, I'm in my happy place. And he shows a picture of himself laying on the beach, or at least him, you know, how they do. You can see his feet, and he's holding a can of beer.
I know. I responded to his picture.
Oh, did you? So I couldn't help but wonder, though, when I looked at that and thought about him sitting on the beach and looking out over the ocean, if he, in his mind, is kind of giving himself a forecast of some kind, looking at the sky going, I see some high pressure right there. We could have, you know what I mean? So it made me think about it, and I'm like, and so I wondered, when you go anywhere, when you go on vacation, when you go different, do you listen to sports radio all the time? Do you check on sports radio in other cities that you travel to?
I do.
As a rule, or just how do you do it?
I do. I mean, absolutely. I'm listening to the, you know, whatever city you're traveling through. You know, it's major cities. I do. I try to tune into sports radio just to hear the topics, to hear the hosts, to see what they do, to see what they sound like. You don't really listen to it like a regular listener, I don't believe. You know, it's a little bit the same thing with Mrs. Rookie. When we go to new cities, she likes to watch the local news at night, like if you're in the hotel or whatever. If we're staying at my dad's house, when he's there when we visit every now and then, side story to that, as everybody knows, likes to watch the news. You know, smaller markets, if we visit my brother in Lincoln, Nebraska, watch it. Yeah, absolutely.
And, that's cool.
You know, you watch to hear what they're saying, but to hear what they're doing, hear how they sound and all that stuff. Absolutely. I don't think being in this business, I don't think I listen to radio like the average listener does.
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned that, because I was just back in the Chicago area last weekend, and I listened to a lot of sports radio because that's what I always used to do. But I think I listened to that more from just a regular guy perspective than if I were in, say, any other St. Louis and was listening to sports radio there. I might be a little bit, look at it more as someone who's in the business, you know what I mean? Instead of just a regular person listening to sports radio.
Well, you're probably listening to that because they're talking about your favorite teams then, perhaps, and talking about the Cubs and the Bears.
Probably
and all, that
all
stuff,
you know, and it's all the voices I recognize.
Sure,
and the
right.
Stations
grew up
I
listening
know.
To, perhaps.
So I think it depends on where you are. And when I'm in the Milwaukee area, I like watching the local sports because I see those guys on occasion.
Oh, sure, up you here know? At Lambeau
yeah,
Field
Yeah, I
and
see
stuff.
Them up here covering the Packers. Like Lily Zhao and, you know,
right.
people that I know from up here.
Tim Van Horn.
And Tim and, you know, and Lance Allen and stuff. I know those guys, so I think it's cool to watch them on TV.
It's kind of funny because, you know, because my family does a lot of traveling, cross-country traveling, as you know, primarily going to Colorado. But we road trip, like when we went to Yellowstone and Glacier and later on Utah and stuff this year. It used to be, in advance, I would try to look up cities that we're going to and find radio stations and kind of make a little list of sports stations.
Okay.
So that when you get to that town, you can dial it and tune it in. And all that stuff, rather than just flip through to the channels and not know
that's a good idea.
What's going on and what format it is and so on and so forth. Because, you know, when you're on those long hauls, but we have satellite radio in the truck now that we take all the time. So,
right.
You know, it's that I don't do that listing anymore, and I'm not as concerned about it because you have, you know, even though it's national sports talk and music and stuff in the truck already, but I used to make a list in some of the cities that we were going through, so that, you know, whether that was a rock station or a sports station or whatever, so I would know what to find. When
I do that with NPR station.
Yeah, do you? Make a list?
Yeah.
It's funny,
so, though. So I know where, because usually, you know, everybody has one, so
right.
You just
otherwise,
have to
you're just tuning around, dialing around blindly, and you don't know what's going on.
Right. And when you're driving, you shouldn't be doing that.
Right. And the worst thing is, too, is when you're driving cross-country and you go to one town, and then it pays out, and then you start searching all over
right.
again for another.
To try to pick it up again.
Pick up another station.
Yeah. That's the one great thing about a satellite deal is that you never lose it.
Right.
So you never
there.
Lose the station. And it comes in handy on longer road trips, that's for sure. But I was just curious about that. It's, you know what they call it when you feel like if you go on a vacation and you end up kind of doing what you do for work?
What do they call it?
They call it a busman's holiday. That's kind of, because, you know, it's like if you drive a bus for a living and then you drive your family on a vacation, you know, you're doing what you do for work right on holiday. I thought about that with Luke Sampi. I wonder if he has to fight the urge to forecast while he's just trying to sit
on
the beach.
Or if he's laying on the beach and he's going, God, these guys got it made down here. They don't have to deal really with any weather.
Look at this.
Today, sunny and 75. Sunny and 75. Let's take a look at the extended forecast. For the next 7 days, sunny and 75.
Oop, tomorrow's going to be 76. Big change.
You see, what I did
in the weather.
When I saw this picture, I zoomed in to see what beer he was drinking. And he was drinking a blonde ale.
Oh, okay.
So I responded to it saying, nice selection of beer. Blonde ales is where it's at. Because that's what I like drinking right now.
I see. Okay.
So, anyway.
That's you going for the liquor. Going for the alcohol.
Hey, working with you, I have to.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, that's all I got for today. I was curious about that. It made me think about it. And I guess we're similar in that we both listen to sports radio on the road when we go out there. It's no surprise. Shouldn't be a surprise. It's kind of what we do anyway and probably why we got in this business in the first place.
Falls into the likes category.
Yes, absolutely. All right. Well, have a great day. And don't forget, you can tune us in every morning, Monday through Friday, starting at 6 a.m. for the Bill and Rookie Experience right here on The Fan.